Welcome to the American Hard Enduro Podcast.
That's tested. I've never heard anyone say test.
We are recording right now, so. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the first 2023 American Hard Enduro Podcast. This is Will Preston.
Joined by Ryder LeBlanc.
Ryder LeBlanc is our new co-host. He's replaced Drew Kirby.
I took Drew Kirby's spot.
It's a big upgrade.
Ooh. He can't handle it.
I guess when you get on the factory team, you get upgraded in more ways than one. So I'm going to let Ryder do this, and he's going to hand me the mic when he wants me to talk. So it might, you might not hear from me much.
I like
not
it.
Not at all.
All right, so where are we, Ryder?
We're at Dirt Bike Camp at the Davis Camp in Oliver Springs, Tennessee, close to Knoxville.
Nice.
For the ride weekend, right, guys?
Yeah.
Look
yeah.
at him. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah,
we got a live studio audience this week.
Yeah, and he has
had... The crew is a little smaller. A lot of guys wimped out for day two because it's going to be cold. They're scared of the rain. Yeah. But
technically day three
day
is
three,
tomorrow.
Yeah. Day three.
And Ryder is four White Claws deep, so he's a little more personable.
Four?
14?
15.
Wow. McLovin is here.
No.
No drinking.
Trainer would not like that.
No, not at all.
All right, so tell us what's been going on. You've changed sponsorships. What's up with that?
Yeah, on the Rockstar Energy Factory Husqvarna race team, ex-DRT racer got...
Didn't really try.
That is the new saying.
I think we need to make some stickers that are WWCD. What would Chuck do?
What would Chuck do?
Chuck would yell and yelling. Say you're dumb.
Yeah. Everyone's dumb.
This is some really good podcast material right here, isn't it?
It is.
All right. So tell me, what have we done for the last couple days?
We have been riding hard enduro, breaking bikes, yep. having fun, ghost riding. Everyone's putting in good effort, I'd say, right? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's been a solid group. We've ridden hard. We've eaten well, and some of us have really drank a lot of beer. I think I had 96 when we started, and we're down to maybe a 12-pack.
I thought Will meant he had 96 beers. So I'm like, wow, you went Hunter Lawrence on the beers. Okay. You mean you purchased 96?
Yes. And I don't know yes. Like, okay, we, I know. Showed up with 96 beers, okay. Which is four cases of beer.
I did not participate.
Right?
Well, and we've done more riding than drinking, which is... kind of an abnormality.
Yeah, we put in today. We were rode from 9:30 till 4:30.
I think I had 5 hours and 45 minutes on my watch.
That's solid.
Yeah, that was a lot. And this is your off day too, right? You weren't supposed to ride today. Or was that yesterday?
One of these days, I've been riding every day. It's tough not to when you have a group like this.
Right. Yeah, there it is.
So you're just gonna take off tomorrow.
Oh, one more day and then drive home Monday and take a day or two off.
There you go. All right, so actually this year we have a brand new sponsor for the American Hard Enduro Podcast that we are super psyched about.
Very excited.
And we'll let the man himself right now announce it. Hold
Let's
on.
Let's hear it.
This is Jordan Ashburn, a.k.a. That GNCC Guy, and you're listening to the American Hard Enduro Podcast presented by Magna One Motorsports.
That's awesome. Jordan Ashburn, a.k.a. That GNCC Guy. What do you think, Drew?
Well, and I'm super excited that our title sponsor is Magna One Motorsports.
Why is that?
They're now the official trackside sponsor for all of off-road from Michelin Tires.
At which events?
GNCC and National Enduros and select Hard Enduros.
So some of the U.S. Hard Enduro events, mm-hmm. TKO.
Yep, they've got the semi wrapped in... not only Magna One Motorsports, but Michelin Tires. And so you guys can go to MagnaOneMotorsports.com, get signed up, and I think if you're a racer, you can get some discounts on tires.
What about boots?
Not sure about that. It was mainly just Michelin
okay,
tires.
But they are carrying Alpine Stars.
Yes.
USWE.
Yep. Oh, yeah. U-Sweet.
Yeah.
U-Sweet.
I like to call it USWE. Sorry.
Call it whatever you want.
I will.
All right. So Big thanks to Chris Landers, the entire Magna One Motorsports team. Magna One Racing had a great year last year. Jordan won the XC One Championship.
They pretty much swept everything in GNCC racing, didn't they?
Yeah, the ATV. Oh, we've lost Ryder. He's officially watching. We're watching the 450 LCQ
right now.
Carnage is coming. So back to the housekeeping. Ryder switched teams. Congratulations to Danny Lewis going to the factory beta team. Yeah. So those are the only big changes, I think, for 2023.
And so he gets a van.
He's got the van. He's got some red bikes. What? Why are you pointing to Ryder?
Did Ryder get a van?
Ryder, did you get a van?
My dad's.
No.
He's got a white van.
No Rockstar van. But they will ship you stuff in a hurry if you need it.
That's good.
Yeah. They've been good at support, which you guys talked about. We'll talk about some more in a bit. So, all right, round one of the U.S. Hard Enduro Series has already taken place.
Yeah, the King of Motos.
King of Motos. Tristan Hart, first place.
Yeah, and it's a part of the whole weekend. King of Hammers, big deal in, is it Lucerne, California?
Johnson Valley.
Johnson Valley, OHV.
They call it Hammer. Okay. What is it, Hammertown? Hammertown. It's set up like the whole entire
city. Is it just huge? It just stretches forever. Just a big party.
Big party.
Nice.
Big race. And you guys, the King of the Motos kicked off the weekend, right?
Yeah, it was the first event of the weekend. First event of the weekend.
And was it a good event?
I'd say I enjoyed it. It was a cool experience.
Was this your first GPS race ever?
This was my first GPS race.
And how many desert races have you done?
I'd say it's probably my first desert race.
So, two big firsts, and you pulled off a third overall, which is sick. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Usually wouldn't be happy with third, but I was happy with it for this one.
Right on. Well, so first you did the prologue, which is like a few-minute lap, pretty quick.
Yeah, super quick.
Did you have to follow the GPS for that?
No, we didn't follow the GPS at all. I mean, it was marked on the GPS. We had the route on there, but they had enough arrows and...
Hey, so back to that prologue. What about Will Reardon taking the win?
Reardon's like, is he on it?
Mate smoked us.
Mate.
He smoked us.
Have you heard him say Josh Checker's name?
I can picture.
I like it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Shaka?
No, he says Shaker.
Shaker.
Oh.
I can't do it. He'll have to do it. Yeah.
He would have to say it. He's not here right now.
Well, where is he? He's in
Australia. He is in Australia.
He's in his homeland.
His homeland.
Homeland.
He's back chasing kangaroos.
Okay, so what place were you in after the prologue?
I got fourth in the prologue. We were all really close, though, so that didn't mean much.
So how many started a row for race one?
I think they ended up doing top 40.
There was a lot. That's a big...
There was actually, like people behind us on the first row. Like, it was two rows, but one row. Like, all started at once.
It was a mass start, 40 at once.
Who's got Chocolate Thunder?
No, I think Chocolate Thunder was the one we started on Sunday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking Sunday.
Yeah, I'm sure it has a name, but I don't remember it.
So you got the whole shot.
I did get the whole shot and immediately got lost in my own head. there were even arrows at this point, but I just freaked out.
You're looking down, you're looking up, you're trying to figure out what's going on.
Like, I even walked the park, but I was still, like, I just panicked.
So, did you think you were off course?
No, I knew I was on the course, but I was just, like, freaking out because I was up front. I was like, how am I going to follow the GPS? What if I get lost? Because I didn't know how it worked. Like, I had no clue.
Right.
So, Cody went by me, which, I don't even know if I did it on purpose or not. I think I probably was just looking down and he passed me. And then that threw me off a little bit. Cooper passed me. A couple other guys passed me. And then I made a couple passes back, and I think I was in second for a little bit. Then I got stuck on this, like, pretty easy section, but, like, I don't know why I got stuck. Just bad line. I was a little bit of a mental case. And then went back to, like, fourth, fifth, and just followed Cooper and Will. And that was almost all I had. Like, wasn't sure if I was going to have the speed to run with, like, Tristan and Cody on Sunday after that race.
So Taylor didn't race this one.
No, Taylor was not out there.
Okay.
Nope.
So I guess Cody and obviously Tristan, they're kind of – Cody's more of a – I guess that's kind of his race. He's won that race like
– Cody, yeah.
Six times or something crazy.
So, yeah.
And I guess Tristan won it last year. Is that right?
He did win it the last time they had
last
it.
Last two times.
No, 2 years ago.
Two years ago. They didn't have it last year.
Yeah.
But that makes sense. Okay. So, And Max, obviously, he's a desert guy, but he's not racing. Yeah, he was chasing y'all through the desert.
He was chasing us.
How was that? Like, having him behind you, is that pretty cool?
It's cool. He keeps up. We try to lose him every time.
Yeah.
Does it freak you out at all when he jumps in behind you? You know it's coming.
We know it. Like, you see him on the side of the truck, you're like, oh, Max is coming. Give it a little more gas.
Yeah, you gotta look good for the GoPro, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how many motos was it total?
Three. Well, I mean, we had that
qualifier. The prologue.
Those 5 minutes, and then an hour for the moto one or two, technically, whatever it was, and then the final was 2 hours for us or so.
Okay, so how did you do in the second race?
I got fifth, I think.
And it wasn't like moto scoring. It was only what you did in the final.
Yeah, that was just for start order, which really didn't matter because 40 of us.
So as long as you're in the top 40, you kind of got your gate pick.
Based on gate picks. So you obviously still want like decent.
Right.
But if you won or got seventh, it wasn't a big deal.
So really, if you're in the top 10, you got just as good a starting position.
Yeah, pretty much.
So for the main event, they said you guys did two laps. The first lap was like 11 or 12 miles. The second lap, they said on the broadcast, they opened up another like mile and a half that was supposed to be super gnarly. What's super gnarly?
It was probably the gnarliest section of the race. It wasn't anything too extreme. The rocks were grippy. I think they wanted to make it more of a GPS race more than anything. Like, you have to follow the GPS, stay on track, and stay in the valleys and make your own lines. Like, the new section, no one ever rode through other than, like, Josh and maybe Max, like, the day or two before.
Okay.
So there wasn't a lot of, like, lines at all. I'm sure by the end of the day there was, but for the top 10 guys going through, we were just kind of making our own lines.
And so it was just one lap? Or was it two laps?
No, that was on the second lap. The race was
two laps, but it was on the second lap.
I got, okay.
They opened up a new section.
Sorry, I must have stopped listening.
You did. Clearly.
Yeah.
I think Supercross was going on, sorry.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, it's just commercial.
So right, yeah. I don't know where I was. But anyways, so you ended up third place overall. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Ended up third and went on the podium for my burnout.
How was that?
It didn't go.
No burnout?
No burnout. I just didn't know what to do.
Did you run anyone over?
I did not run.
That's good. That would be a total fail. All
right, so I've got some inside info on these burnouts.
Okay.
I saw Robbie with some olive oil, and he put it in front of Tristan's rear tire.
Oh, yeah?
No
way. I think that's what it was. So it gave him a little slick spot for his burnout. He might have helped it out a little bit.
Is this a true story?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw it. It was on the live feed. Robbie had like a little water bottle.
I missed that.
We've got some olive oil in the kitchen. We can practice that tomorrow.
So, hey, just next time, in your Camelback, keep a little thing of olive oil. So when you're on the podium, you take it up there and squirt it down.
Squirt.
YouTube videos will help too.
Yeah, YouTube videos. So
you can learn anything from YouTube.
Anything.
You can.
All right, so congratulations. What's next, Ryder?
Next on the schedule will be Hawaii. I think we're definitely going, so that'll be cool. Get to go to Hawaii and race dirt bikes, and then just finish out the hard enduro season throughout the summer.
That sounds sick. When do you have to ship your bike down there?
I think that you can ship your bike. I think you can go to drop your bike off at Chocolate Mountain Ranch before February 17th or something.
Where is Chocolate Mountain?
Somewhere in San Diego.
Okay.
That's the McCarthy's ranch.
So is this anybody can do this if they're going to the race? So that's probably.
I think there's a limit, but I think anybody can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it there quickly.
Yeah, get there quickly.
$400.
That's probably something we need to talk to Josh and Matt about. That might be good information for folks.
Yeah, but like Nick said, too late.
Too late?
It's probably getting late.
Okay. But yeah, you don't have to worry about that. The factory does that, right?
Yeah.
That's a big advantage right there.
It is. I don't know how I would get to Hawaii otherwise. Can't drive there.
Right? Awkward silence.
All right, so. Hi, guys. So, Ryder has left the chat because he gave me my co-host spot back, and then we'll abandon ship. So I got Nick Behringer. Nick, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
How good?
You know, I'm good. We're down here at the AHE Ride Weekend.
And, I like it.
Yeah, having a good time riding dirt bikes. Ohio's been pretty bitter So it's nice to come south where the ground's not frozen.
Well, and you've got a new dirt bike, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, I got a brand new 23 Sherco 302 stroke factory. And so I've been working out the kinks. I was up late night every night this week getting it, you know, built up, doing little refinements and all my setup goodies.
Well, I know you had some shipping issues. What was it, coming out of Texas, the ice storm hit, couldn't get there?
Yeah, I thought last weekend I'd spend the cold weekend at home in the garage getting it dialed, but instead I had to come home from work and work more. And I've been just trying to pull through this weekend, but it's better than not, that's for sure.
Well, at least you came down here where the first day, well, you got here yesterday afternoon, got some decent weather, and then today was nice. Tomorrow is supposed to be a little wet, but at least you got some decent riding in before then.
Yeah, yeah, no, it, I think 2 hours in on Friday, five and a half, I don't know, today a lot. And
any big changes to the 23 shirt coat?
Yeah, so they changed a couple of colors on the bodywork and the shrouds.
Folding graphics.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, so what? Let's go into that. What did you do to get it ready? I know it's always way more work than you think to turn over an old bike to a new bike. You know, all the little goodies, anything special you do to it. You told me a few little things.
Yeah, for some reason it took like 12 hours to set the bike up at least. So obviously suspension. I've got a suspension tune, and I didn't have time to send it off, so I swapped the cartridges from an old bike, and that was a project, but. I throw a flywheel weight in. I disassemble the bike and make sure everything's torqued right and greased properly.
You said you cleaned something up. What did you clean up?
I pull the carb out and I put like the jetting in for the weather, and then before it goes back in, I pull the reed cage and the intake flange out, and I make sure there's no, just make sure if things don't line up, which in this case there's like a high spot on the reed cage, so I take a Dremel and just make sure there's no like sharp edges on the intake track, because that causes it.
Is that on the reed cage or is that on the cylinder head?
That was on the reed cage and on the rubber boot. And I saw some stuff. If I ever do a top end on the bike, I'll.
Oh, Jack Sipes won the futures.
Attaboy. So Ryan Sipes, yeah. Kid, sorry to interrupt. Jack Sipes, Jackman Sipes, I think won the futures race. All right, yeah. So what are we cleaning up?
Oh, just.
Just any high spots, like you said.
Yeah, I've been tinkering with bikes for so long. This stuff just haunts me. I can't help it. So,
So one thing, your clutch feels super buttery smooth. I didn't realize the Sherco 300s come with a 9.0 cylinder.
9mm clutch master cylinder on the Sherco.
And so ours have a 10.
Ours have a 10. A lot of people go to the 9, but yours even felt better than that. And you said it has to do with a shout out to one of the.
Yeah.
What is it? Factory Sherco USA sponsors Recluse.
Yeah, Recluse, the core manual clutch kit. So I've got a Recluse billet slave cylinder, which obviously there's a different diameter there on the piston, so that gives it an easier pull. It's got a billet hub, pressure plate, different clutch stack, and that all just really adds a lot of clutch performance to the bike.
No, it feels actually really smooth. Yeah. You notice any difference in the throw, like how much pull you've got, like on the lever? It still feel pretty good.
I don't think about how much I'm moving my finger. I think about how much thrust I get out of it.
Much thrust. Well, we've got a guy here who said he was having some issues when he pulled the lever into the bar. He was still getting some clutch drag, and he needed to change his setting on his Belleville washer. But I think it's a him problem, not a clutch problem.
I think it's a 300 hours on his motorcycle problem.
That thing's got 400 hours on it.
Well, there you go.
That shows the durability of a Husqvarna. Creed Kisslinger.
Yeah.
All right, so Nick, let's talk about what are you doing this season?
This season I'll be doing the East Coast U.S. Hard Enduros. There's a few West Coast rounds that sound interesting. I'm tossing around the idea of going to Hawaii just because,
It's Hawaii. Enduro bikes.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
I'll probably borrow a four-stroke if I do it, so that's kind of a tip. It's like, is it worth it? I don't know. But
nothing against four strokes.
But the Sherco, I've raced the Sherco 300 four stroke at many hard enduros.
And you've done well.
You've done very well.
I got second at Tough Like Roar to Wade Young on it one time.
Yep.
And there wasn't a lot of.
I was 19.
There wasn't a lot of people there, but
I did. At least you own it.
I did. Finish in the top 10 at Silver Kings or what? Yeah.
Well, if you could do other than Hawaii, which West U.S. Hard Enduro would you recommend?
Silver Canes. I want to go back to Idaho.
And that's the one at Kellogg, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just
and that's the last round this year. I'm thinking about doing it.
Yeah, yeah, I recommend it. It's at a ski resort, which it's not the nicest ski resort, but still.
We're getting to ride dirt bikes at a ski resort.
You have the amenities. You have the, you know, the lift. It's got good soil, good terrain, big lap, big country. Like, that's true hard enduro. It's the closest you get to, like, Romania in the United States is it's Idaho.
All right. Sounds good. Well, and there's something else you've been doing this season. You said you wanted to make it fun again, and you're kind of wanting to give back, do some other stuff.
Yeah, just riding for fun, mix it up with some offbeat events that you might hear about or see, but are just fun. Maybe if it's a hard enduro or even a regular enduro, maybe a medium enduro. But also, I think I'm going to do a couple of trials things, like the trials days. But the newest, biggest thing for me is doing some enduro clinics, private training, and group clinics as I form those. But we're calling it Enduro 901 because I was training some buddies, and I was showing them a few things, and they said, Nick, we can't do that. And I said, what, that's not Enduro 101 enough for you?
Oh.
You know, like entry-level enduro.
No, I didn't know. That's a good little backstory on it.
He said, no, bro, that's Enduro 901. And I was like,
ooh,
I like it.
Credit to that guy. I like story on
it. We're going
to
keep it, Dr. Jimmy. We're going to keep it, yeah.
So 900-level classes.
Yeah. That's advanced.
Well, and we were talking about, you know, there's lots of guys doing clinics and all kinds of stuff, and you said you want to do it more than just look here, do this, try that. You kind of want to give a more well-rounded approach and, you know, whatever that rider's looking for.
Yeah, if I'm doing a private clinic, I want to evaluate the rider, figure out what they want to learn. Then I'll decide what they need to learn, and we'll figure out how to cover as many bases as possible in an afternoon. But I don't know. I want to see people get something out of it. Yeah. I mean, I want it to be mutually beneficial for sure.
No, absolutely. Reach out. All right. Supercross is about to start. Anything else you want to talk about, Will or Nick?
I'm good. I'm grateful to get to chat with you guys a little bit, but you know, it's been a long week. I'm tired, and you think everyone wants to watch Supercross, so I'll pass this off so you guys can wrap it up.
All right. Well, we can continue this after Supercross. So we'll be right back.
All right, guys, so that's pretty much gonna do it for this week. Again, we want to thank Magna One Motorsports. I want to thank Ryder LeBlanc. I want to thank Nick Feringer. American Hard Enduro Ride Weekend 2023 was a big success. We can't wait to do some more. Please tune into our social media, Facebook, Instagram pages, even YouTube for some highlights from the weekend. We've already got some stuff up there, so hopefully between Blake and myself and Patsy and everybody else that shot videos and took photos, we will have some good stuff in the near future. So, join us for a ride, and we'll see you out on the trail.